Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Julia McFarland joining us from overseas as we take a look at Myanmar, formerly Burma, where protests result in deaths of many over the weekend. Julia, thanks for being with us this morning. This has gone from a bad situation to seemingly heightened tensions over the weekend.
Morning, Brian. Morning, Susan. Yeah, that's right. So, as you said, we saw the bloodiest day in Myanmar since that military coup a month ago. The UN Human Rights Office say that they think around 18 protesters were killed. They believe that the security forces resorted to using live ammunition after tear gas, stun grenades, and water cannon just failed to break up these huge crowds that have been gathering, protesting against that coup. Some developments this morning, the country's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi appeared in court today via video link. It's the first time that she has been seen by her lawyers since she was detained by the military at the start of February. The court has filed new charges against her. Initially, she was charged with illegal owning of walkie-talkie radios and for allegedly violating coronavirus restrictions, but now there are a couple of new charges which actually date back to sort of colonial time penal codes, which outlaw the spreading of information that may sow fear and or alarm. And so a lot of the critics are saying that these charges are trumped up, and what they're designed to do is to keep Aung San Suu Kyi and some of her party leaders bogged down in the courts, unable to run for office, because, of course, the military have said that they have promised to hold new elections next year. This has all come about because the military, they dispute the elections that were held last year, late in 2020, where Aung San Suu Kyi's party won a resounding victory.
What about international help? Is that something that may be coming?
Right. So we saw last night the White House issued a statement. The National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, said that the U.S. was alarmed at the violence that was directed at peaceful protesters. And he said that the administration was preparing to instill new actions against those responsible for the violence. We had scenes in the UN General Assembly. I just want to talk to you guys quickly about this incredible scene where the Myanmar ambassador, he was a career diplomat. He made an appeal to the international community to do more to stop the coup and to help with reinstating the democratically elected government. And he ended his emotional speech with that symbol from the Hunger Games, which has been adopted by a lot of pro-democracy activists throughout Southeast Asia. And the very next day, we saw on state TV that diplomat had been fired, state TV accusing him of betraying his country. Now, what's happened is the U.S. has already imposed sanctions targeting specific individuals in the military regime. The Europeans have had an arms embargo on Myanmar for the last couple of years. That's to do with the violence against the Rohingya minority. But both the EU and the U.S. Say that they are preparing for the possibility of additional sanctions. Now, the military, they get a lot of money from the Myanmar economy, from exports. So there are ways to further isolate the regime, to try and persuade them to relinquish their power. But then, of course, that always opens the door for the possibility of the military getting closer to China.
Julia, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks for joining us. It's Julia McFarland joining us live on the situation in Burma.